You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
Happy Chinese New Year! Now, I have something deliciously festive to recommend you. Suan panzi, or abacus seeds. These are a traditional Hakka delicacy that gets their name from the beads of the ancient counting tool, or abacus. It's a very labor-intensive dish that's eaten during festivals, and it's made from a dough created from mixing yam and tapioca flour, divided and rolled into little balls. Then indents in the middle of the dough balls are made from pressing them between thumb and forefinger, which gives it its distinctive abacus bead shape. So, I recently discovered a local home-based business whose specialty is exactly that. Madam Yam's abacus seeds has regular-sized portions enough to feed 2 to 3 with a choice of cuttlefish or scallop flavors, and also an ongoing Chinese New Year special, the Prosperity Basket, which consists of a larger serving of abacus seeds, homemade chrysanthemum-shaped butter cookies, a pair of tangerines, all in a beautiful lacquered two-tiered basket. Now, this special bundle was enough to feed 8 and came in the same cuttlefish or scallop flavors, and I have to say, it looked really great and it makes for such a lovely gift. But looking good isn't enough. It has to taste good, right? And indeed, it delivered on the flavor front. I couldn't stop helping myself to the large bowl. It was like getting a warm, comforting hug from the inside. Really fragrant from its sauce and seafood ingredients, Madam Yam's abacus seeds had a wonderfully bouncy yet tender texture with that QQ bite you want and a springy chew I can only vaguely compare to Japanese mochi or Italian gnocchi. They're first boiled and then stir-fried with garlic and I'm guessing soy sauce, fish sauce, oyster sauce, and sesame oil, along with earthy shiitake mushrooms, umami dried shrimp, meaty minced pork, slivers of firm tofu, and briny dried cuttlefish or dried scallop. Now, this dish was really flavorful and a study in exciting textures. Crispy fried shallots added fragrance and flavor, along with the freshness of spring onions and red chili. Complimentary containers of their signature homemade papa's chili added another taste dimension. It reminded me a little of zesty and savory chicken rice chili, but it complemented the abacus seeds perfectly with its deliciously fiery kick. You can order larger jars of the chili for just $8. Now, everything was delivered promptly and arrived still hot, which is testament to its homemade freshness. And although best eaten immediately, Madam Yam provides little laminated cards with reheating instructions. The abacus seeds can be kept refrigerated for up to 3 days. I was just so pleased to have made this discovery and thrilled to support a local home-based business that proved to be professional in service and most importantly, absolutely delicious. Limited dates for delivery or pickup are available, so be sure to check their Facebook at madamyam.sg often for updates. But be sure to order some for yourself this festive season.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Listen app.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. It must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you there.